It's Monday, April 26th, 2021. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
How long does it take for a complicated one?
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this year's episode of the show. Caveman is the band from Brooklyn, New York. Longtime fan of Caveman, obviously been playing them since their very first releases, and they've got this new single, it's called Helpless, and I feel like it's super good. It just represents everything you want out of Caveman. Sounds like their earliest stuff, but new and awesome and totally great. They kind of had a lull there. They didn't release anything for a while, and then I think last year they dropped an EP, which was good, and now they've got this single, so maybe they're cooking up like a new album. We'll keep our eyes out for that. You will definitely hear something from it. I'm pretty confident if they release an album. Okay, speaking of other bands from Brooklyn that I like a lot, how about The Drums and also Real Estate? Because I associate these two bands. I feel like they toured together maybe once. I saw them play together. And then they also just, I don't know if they're friends or they seem to release things at around the same time. So it's like they're on the same schedule or something. So I've always equated The Drums and Real Estate, even though they don't sound the same, but they're like, they go together nicely. They pair well, if you will. So they both got new releases as per usual, because they're kind of in sync. So first we're going to hear a couple tracks from this new Drums record. It's called Mommy Don't Spank Me. And we're going to hear two songs. First, When I Come Home, and then You're the One That Makes Me Happy. You're the One That Makes Me Happy. It's a little bit slower. It's not like your normal upbeat bum rush kind of drum song, but it's kind of my favorite off the record too, so we're gonna hear that. And then also be aware of Mommy Don't Spank Me. It comes with like a second disc of remixes of older drum songs, which is kind of interesting. There's some okay ones on there. They're not like, you know, life-changingly great or anything, but pretty cool, and it's nice to get bonus content. I always like it when bands do that. And then after we hear The Drums, we're gonna hear two songs from Real Estate, another band from Brooklyn that also has a new EP. It is called Half a Human. We are going to hear that song. That is the title track off the EP. And then another song called Ribbon, both very strong. I feel like Real Estate is the most consistent of all these bands. I mean, it's just all the songs just sound exactly like Real Estate, and all very good though. So without further ado, The Drums and Real Estate, following on Caveman. It's just like the Brooklyn corner over here. We're just starting the show strong with Brooklyn. So here we go. When I Come Home, You're the One That Makes Me Happy by The Drums, then Half a Human and Ribbon by Real Estate, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Still the one that's real. That's what you said when you were walking down the street. I'll see you later, honey. My papa said you'd never be there for me. And I don't know where to go. And I don't know who to run to. And I don't know where to go. And I don't know who to love. And you're the one that makes me happy. And you're the one that makes me sad. And you're the one that makes me happy. And you're the one that makes me sad. I've heard some stories about you, but there's nothing that wouldn't make me forgive you. 'Cause when you're away, I'm so sad. If you'd be here, I'd be so glad. 'Cause you're the one that makes me happy. You're the one that makes me sad. And you're the one that makes me happy. And you're the one that makes me sad. And you're the one that makes me happy. And you're the one that makes me sad. And you're the one that makes me happy. And you're the one that makes me sad. You're making me sad. You're making me sad. You're making me sad. You're making me sad.
been gone so long. I think about you all the time.
Oh man, do I love those two songs. We just heard two songs in a row by a band called Gigi, which is really Nicholas Krogogovich. I don't know how you say his name. So we're just gonna stick with Gigi. Maybe that's why he always comes up with other, his albums are always like released by other bands, but they're always just him, I guess. I didn't know that. I actually played those two songs on the show a long time ago, probably when this album came out. The album is Maintenant, and the songs we heard were Some Second Best and No, My Heart Will Go On. Both excellent songs off a really great release. And it's like this Phil Spector-inspired, you know, album with a bunch of instruments and choirs, and it's so super excellent. And I played it on the show, but at the time I knew nothing about it. So I just played it like a decade ago or whenever. I think it came out in 2011. I didn't know anything about it. I was just like, Gigi, I hope this band releases more stuff. You know, not realizing that it was like totally like a special project of this guy named Nicholas Krogovich or Krogovich. Anyway, he's released tons of other stuff. I'm going to go dig into it. I haven't now, but I assume it's all going to be just as great as Gigi. I don't know. But he did. Last year, he dropped the demos for it, which I didn't find out until I was prepping for this episode. Basically, what happened is I was listening to old music. I just was like scrolling through my iTunes, which is sorted by date added, which I'm the only person in the world that keeps my iTunes sorted that way. But that's how I organize music, is I by date added. So I was scrolling through old stuff, and I stumbled upon Gigi. I was like, oh my God, I remember really liking this. And I listened to the album, and I was like, I love that album. I'm going to put that on my show again, because it's been 10 years, and I can play it the second time. And then I started looking for like, what is this? And like, it's not really in Spotify. On Amazon, Amazon, you have to buy the CD. You can't just download the MP3s for some reason. So if you want the album, you have to get on Bandcamp now, which is fine. But then I realized, hey, wait, there's other stuff by this guy. Who is this guy? And I started reading about it. It's way more interesting than I knew at the time. But he did release these demos. So let's hear a demo real quick of Some Second Best. As you can see, the album version is much better than the demo, which is kind of true of all the demos. But he also has some like other mixes of some of the songs, which are quite good. So yeah, I highly recommend the demos if you want to get your fill. And that's an excuse. It makes it new. So it's not just that I'm playing something from a decade ago on the show. I'm also playing the I'm also telling you to go pick up this new demos of it. All right, moving on. How about Carwyn Ellis and Rio 18? It's a band from Wales in the UK who does these interesting concept albums. This one is like it sounds like bossa nova. It's fake though. He's singing in Welsh, but the songs all sound Latin. It's very cool. I don't know what the songs are called because it's in Welsh, but the album's called Mas, which is like more like Spanish. So the songs are pretty cool. I think it's neat. It's neat music, and I appreciate the crossoverness of it. So without further ado, Carwyn Ellis and Rio 18 with two songs off this Mas album, which I'm not going to try and pronounce, that are very strong right now on the Sounds of My Head.
Trying to shoot with a mystic coil. With my best friend!
Best imaginary friend? Oh, the pain of laughter. Oh, this combines my two least favourite things. Other people's music and other people.
Yeah, but we're going to see the real you perform.
Oh, these bands are all rubbish and this sun is too sunny.
Quillaby, this festival is our dream. I'm just trying to have a fun day.
Oh, la-di-da-di-da. Happy, happy, happy. Vacuous animals waiting for the slaughter.
Ugh, you never stop whining. I used to think you just hated bad art and cruelty to animals and people who wear baseball hats. But it turns out you hate everything.
Coming now to the main stage, performing for the first time in over 30 years, Quillaby and the Snuffs.
This is it, the real you.
Every day I try to smile, but can't help but frown. Every day I draw my bath and pray I will drown. I step out my door and I take a deep breath. Turn back inside and pray for my death. Cause everyone is horrid except me and possibly you. Oh, everyone is horrid and my dear, I fear you are too.
Has everyone always made you so weary?
Let me tell you a tale to answer your query. In Manchester the people were loyal and kind, and I hated them.
Someone should have sedated them.
They lack like subtlety and nuance. I definitely knew once I was five there was no point to their lives, 'cause everyone is horrid except me and possibly you.
Possibly me.
Oh, everyone is horrid, and my dear, I fear you are too. Oh.
There's a man whose pants are too tight. Oh no, his pants are too tight.
My pants are too tight.
He stands there, an empty stare, trying to make enough money for his cab fare home. He'll have to walk home tonight.
Don't have enough for the ride.
The streets are cruel, he tries to act cool. He goes to work with only his one tool. You can put away your tool, your man. You don't have to be a prostitute. No, 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 no. You can say no to being a man ho, a male gigolo. You don't have to be a prostitute. No, 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 no. You can say no to being a night looker boy, hooker, rent boy, boho.
In the city's way.
I cannot see my way out.
He can see his way out.
Male prostitution seems to be my only option.
He can see his way out.
I cannot see my way out.
He can see his way out.
No, 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 no.
He's selling cheap thrills to pay expensive bills. But check your resume, you must have some other skills. Do you have any other skills? Like typing. They see him wanting to please them, wanting to play them, but they don't even pay him. Oh no, no, they don't think he's worth it at all. Though they are no one, he tries to bring them home. Maybe it'd be okay if he lived alone. Ooh, you have a roommate, your man, don't bring them home. You don't have to be a prostitute. No, 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 no. You can say no to being a man ho, a male gigolo. You don't have to be a prostitute. No, 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 no. You can say no to being a night looker boy, hooker, rent boy, bro, bro.
Let's catch up one last time. After Carwin Ellis and Rio 18 back there, we heard Quillaby with Lisa Simpson with the song Everyone is Horrid Except Me and Possibly You. In reality, we heard Brett McKenzie of Flight of the Conchords fame, who composed that song for The Simpsons to sound like The Smiths, basically. So it's like a parody episode of The Simpsons where Lisa, you know, discovers The Smiths and falls in love with it, and then comes to be disenchanted with how terrible Morrissey's become. It was like pretty mean about Morrissey in a way, but he kind of deserves it at the same time. So interesting. And then the only thing I didn't like about the episode, I hadn't watched The Simpsons in like many years, but I watched this episode, and everyone always rags on The Simpsons not being funny anymore or being crappy now or something. I thought the episode was great. I was like, maybe I should watch this show. It's just as good as I remember it being. It's a great, great show. And the Smiths parody stuff was just so spot on. It was so good. And I love the song. It's super catchy. Like I find myself wanting to go back and listen to it over and over again because I like it so much. I wish the production value on it was a little higher. Sounds a little bit like phoned in, which I guess it was because Brett McKenzie did it like between Wellington and the UK, working with Benedict Cummy Snatch, or what is his name? Benedict Cumberbatch, that's right. Anyway, great episode though, really funny, and super funny Smiths parody, and Morrissey has just gone off the rails. And the thing is though, that they made him not be vegan anymore, which is like the one thing that he didn't do, right? So that seems like an odd one. Like, they shouldn't have had him stop being vegan. I guess that was to appeal to Lisa's vegetarianism, but I'm not sure. They should have kept him vegetarian and made him just be racist and the things that he actually does do. That would have been more fun. Anyway, after that, we heard another song by Flight of the Conchords, Brett McKenzie. We heard You Don't Have to Be a Prostitute from their I Told You I Was Freaky album. And that's another one of those songs that every time I listen to it, it gets stuck in my head, and I just have to listen to it over and over again because I love it so much. It's like kind of a homage to The Police, the Roxanne, but sort of done different. Super good. Flight of the Conchords. Brett McKenzie is so good. Excellent. Okay, speaking of things that are kind of covers, we're just going to end the show with an actual straight-up cover. This is a band called Nuella from Seattle, Washington. She's doing a cover of Simon & Garfunkel's The Sound of Silence. It's the best of her songs, I think, but maybe she's going to release more things that are this good. It's super lovely. It's a nice, quiet, somber thing to wind down an episode with. So without further ado, The Sound of Silence by Nuella right now, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, to my collar, to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never shared. No one dare disturb the sound of silence. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed in the wells of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was for me. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls and whispered in the sounds of silence.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was In the Hall of a Mountain King by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. I also talked over Mr. Ghost Goes to Town by the John Buzon Trio and This Charming Mario by the Super Morrissey Brothers. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, like where you can follow me on social media, or look for a link to Spotify for season 18 of the show. It's a playlist. I put all the songs I play on the show into a Spotify playlist. You can just listen to them right there without having to listen to me talk, though not all songs are available on Spotify, obviously, like that Simpsons thing. That's just, you gotta find that elsewhere. Okay. Thanks again for listening. Email me if you like, Daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Always like hearing from you. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.